Something we all have in common is the theme of our readings today, fear. I think every one of us has experienced this in some way or another at some point in our lives. I looked it up, so I didn't know. So professionals, though, boil fear down only to either four or five categories. And all of our fears come from one of these or from a combination of these. But there's also, on top of fear, there's phobias. And these phobias take a legitimate fear to an extreme level. Any of these are enough to paralyze us, both spiritually and physically. They keep us from growing, from truly developing those gifts that God has given us. But don't be fooled, because Satan is very much aware of all of this. And he will take what he can and manipulate them and make us do that. Make us go into a shell so that we are afraid. But there's an antidote to fear, and that antidote is our faith. In our first reading, we know that Jeremiah knew what it was to fear. He knew that those who would speak God's word, the prophets, that they would be opposed and they would be hated. And he was charged with a very difficult message because the people of Israel, they had gone against the covenant. And it was Jeremiah's calling was to go to them, to tell them things they didn't want to hear, that God's judgment is coming. His enemies wanted to silence him at all costs, and he knew this. His fear was legitimate, but he found courage in his faith in the Lord. The Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph. His faith is the source of his courage, a courage that allowed him to face those detractors, a courage that allowed him to overcome his fear. Sing praise to the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. St. Paul also knew very much what it was to be persecuted and how not to allow this fear to paralyze you. God's message has always stirred up resistance. Through one man, sin has entered the world, and through sin, death. This is one of our primal fears, one of the most basic things that we are afraid of, both physical death and spiritual death. It can make us want to silence God by silencing his messengers. But in God's mercy, he doesn't leave us in his sin, in our sin. It is his grace and his love. He has restored us to life in Jesus Christ. The disciples also knew fear. This reading in our gospel today came shortly after the 12 were called. And now they're being sent in this first part of their mission to preach the good news. And Jesus gives them their instructions. Fear no one. Fear is not a part of our mission. It helps to recall the parable of the talents. The third man, he'd been given these talents, and what does he do with them? He goes out and he buries them. He is afraid, and he doesn't want to take a risk. For the most part, our culture simply wants to hear what it wants to hear. It wants to be assured. It doesn't want to take risks. It wants to know that it's good. It doesn't want to be called to conversion. But we need to hear what stirs our hearts, because what makes us uncomfortable as Christians is also what brings us growth. We're called to take the word of God to the world, even when we are afraid. Do not be afraid of those that can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can kill both body and soul in Gehenna. Jesus knows that his message is an outrageous message, and it has been from the very beginning. His message causes others to be afraid. His message causes others to attack. But it is a message that we need to hear. It's a message that we need to take into the world, because it is the message of salvation, a message that Satan wants left hidden. He's fine with us coming to church, leaving his message within these four walls. Come in for an hour on a Saturday or Sunday if you want to, that's fine. But don't bring it into your businesses. Don't bring it into your families. Don't bring it into your schools. Don't bring it into the world. Don't bring it into the media. He wants us to be silent. But the answer to that
is courage and faith.
See how many sparrows are in the world, and yet not one falls to the ground without the Father's knowledge. Even the hairs on your head are counted. This gives us courage to be disciples and witnesses, even if bodily persecutions come. The Father is well aware of our needs, and He is more than willing to take care of us and give us what we need. Have courage. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father. These are words of comfort, but these are also words of warning at the same time. So I think we all need to look in the mirror at times in our life and see, am I being held back by fear? Where is fear, especially an irrational fear, in place in my life? Christ gives us the remedy to this in our gospel. Because every time He mentions fear, He mentions the Father. The mercy of our Heavenly Father is the antidote to earthly fear. St. John Paul II tells us many times, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of your past, what lies hidden in your lives. We all have things in our lives. We all have hidden sins. We all have things that we are ashamed of. And we can let Satan take these things and twist them and blackmail us so that we would think that we would simply be hypocrites if we said anything. We think that it's better if we just remain silent because that's better than everybody knowing how weak we truly are. And these things can truly terrorize us and keep us silent. Hoarding those talents that we have been given, burying them in the yard. But do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to speak in the light that what was given in the darkness. In Christ's darkest moment, upon the cross, what does He do? He calls out, my God, why have you forsaken me? But this is not a cry of misery, but rather a cry of mercy. True fear is separation from God. And in times of fear, we let sin and our ego take over and lead us into isolation. But Christ gives us the courage to confront these things, even the painful truth of ourselves, so that we may live in His glorious truth. We live in a fragile world. We all know it. We see it in the news. A world of persecutions of the Christians in the Middle East. A world of so many decisions in our own government that go against Christianity, against marriage, against the family, against religious freedoms. Attacks of the church, even of those that should be trusted and are held in the highest esteem, with clerical abuse scandals. And when fear reigns in our lives, turn to the Father. So we will close with the prayer of St. Teresa of Avila. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. Patience obtains all things. And whoever has God lacks nothing. For God alone suffices. Amen.